Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The St. Paul City Council will consider a resolution today that would proclaim June 14th as Mark, Melissa, and Gilbert Hortman Day. The former Minnesota House Speaker, her husband, and dog were fatally shot in their Brooklyn Park home nearly 1 year ago. The resolution recognizes the profound loss felt by family, friends, colleagues, and communities across Minnesota and honors the enduring contributions Mark and Melissa Hortman made through a lifetime of service to others. Many people are wearing purple in June to recognize Alzheimer's and Brain Health Awareness Month. Nasise Galetta from the Alzheimer's Association Minnesota North Dakota chapter says too many of us are battling the disease.
We know that in Minnesota alone, there are 101,900 individuals aged 65 or older with Alzheimer's. So about 10.7% of our state population is impacted.
Galetta says there are also 168,000 unpaid caregivers in Minnesota. North Dakota has 13,700 seniors with Alzheimer's. Whether you're headed to the lake or the deer stand, the Minnesota DNR says getting your license is now faster, easier, and more convenient than ever. Commissioner Sarah Stroman says they launched the first phase of the modernized electronic licensing system.
License sales in Minnesota fund all kinds of conservation efforts, from habitat restoration, enhancement, and protection, to fish and wildlife management, to lake management planning, to stream restoration, invasive species protection, and more.
The new system allows customers to buy their license on their phone, online, or in person. And U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested two people during a traffic stop Monday near Grand Marais. The Cook County Sheriff's Office says the vehicle was pulled over because the owner had an overstayed visa. The Minnesota Lynx improved to a league-best 10-2 with a 176 win over the Dallas Wings last night at Target Center. Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve is downplaying her team's 8-game winning streak.
Honestly, there's many times I don't even know what our record is. And that's a true story, because it just doesn't matter. We're only 25% in. We still have so much work to do as a team, and that's where our focus is.
Olivia Miles led Minnesota with 24 points. Kayla McBride scored 22. Natasha Howard added 21, and Courtney Williams had 16. The Lynx play the Aces Saturday in Vegas. And firefighters continue gaining ground on three lightning-sparked wildfires up in northeastern Minnesota. The Tiger Fire east of Crane Lake is now 100% contained at 1 acre. The Loon Fire has grown to 16 acres following updated mapping and is 50% contained. And the Buck Fire north of Tower remains small at about a quarter acre. This is MNN.